Hey, Keurig coffee drinkers. Did you know that the bold, smooth taste of Dunkin' cold coffee can be brewed in your Keurig coffee maker and enjoyed at home? Dunkin's cold K-Cup pods were crafted to be brewed hot and enjoyed cold. And of course, they're packed with the Dunkin' flavor you crave. Brew over ice and sip in seconds. Because the home with Dunkin' is where you want to be.
Save big money on your entire roofing project now at Menards. Protect your home for years to come with Owens Corning architectural shingles. They offer long-lasting performance while providing ultimate protection with a 130 miles per hour wind rating and limited lifetime warranty. Choose from over 50 options of Owens Corning shingles in-store and on Menards.com. And check out more of our great deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
Coming to you live, I am Doug.
I am Greg.
And this is Mike.
And this is the It's Funny That Makes It Okay podcast.
Go.
Hey, thanks for tuning in again. We appreciate everyone that's out there listening. Here we are, the middle of August.
Right?
I'm not going to say in the middle. We said that last week and we always say it.
I can believe it this week.
I can believe it.
Yeah.
Kids are back in school now, most of them.
Yeah.
Started getting stopped by school buses on the way to work. I have to adjust my time now. So what's going on? Anything?
No. Gearing up for fall now.
We'll have the
big pumpkin festival coming up in a few weeks.
About a month from right now.
A lot of fun fall stuff. And
I think we're even going to try to do a live man on the street type thing.
Yeah. Be watching for that. It'll be interesting to see how that goes.
And then
we may get booted out of the pumpkin festival.
That will be interesting too. We will record that.
Stop repressing me.
Oh, they're teasing Greg. Look at him flopping around. If that happens, we'll make sure that our wives are recording. So we'll put that'll be gold.
That'll be the best product testing video we've ever
done. That's right.
Probably be the best content we've ever done.
It might be. We'll go out with a bang.
Yes. True.
So tonight I think I got a couple things in the intro. I think Greg's got one. Mike, I don't think you had any.
Nope.
But Mike does have a Reddit segment. So
yes.
Those are always fun. And then we're going to talk about some fast food mascots. Changing or possibly changing?
Possibly.
Going through a phase.
One is changing. What should the other one?
Some others
change?
Should.
And then also maybe some. I'm going to take a little bit of a deep dive into some older mascots I found, just some weird stuff. And then we got a few stories we want to talk about. It's a small world. That's one. Mike's got it. The happiest place on earth.
Yes.
We're going to talk about sugaring the rim or Sour Patch Kid. Nobody knows what that. You will know what that is, and you will hope it never happens to you. But we're going to talk about it. And then we got a Florida man who is arrested for assault.
Florida man.
Assault on a police officer with an unusual weapon, let's just say. So
sounds good.
Well, I guess we'll just jump right in then.
Yeah, let's hit it.
All right. Well, I'll start off here. A few different things. My wife and I was out running around, and I saw this sign. They're having a kind of a carnival. And this was last week. And it says Sunday, August 7th, 12 to 6, at the East Side Center there in East Peoria. They have car, motorcycle, bike show. I was like, oh, all right, man.
That sounds like a fun.
Yeah, live music, food, vendors, raffle. I'm in. I am all in. It sounds pretty good. Then under that it says family fun,
which is in the biggest text.
Yes, the biggest, exactly. The biggest text is family fun and haircuts. I have never seen a sign like that. We're having a carnival. Oh, and haircuts. Is that like a tit? You got some carnies? Nah. I don't know if I want them doing my hair.
Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah, it's like, or maybe it's like those games the kids play. You know, they get to. Yeah. Try to give the best haircut or something, you know, give the kid the clippers. They come up and
you sit down and you got Motley Crue's girls blasting this out of the can right in your ear. Girls. It's got the.
Oh, you lopped his ear off.
Yeah. Just keep moving. That's all right. Keep the line going. Keep the line. You got to buy tickets. It's six tickets for a haircut. Oh my gosh. That's ridiculous.
you end up paying $25 for those tickets.
I remember when haircuts were just one ticket. I get the wristband, so I get my haircut all weekend long. So it was just that. The next thing I saw, a couple weeks ago, we were down in Atlanta. And on the McDonald's down there, they had these signs at, on the doors, which I thought, it's kind of odd. You're walking up and it says, your shoe will know what to do. And there's a picture of a shoe. And they've got the little step that you step on to open the door.
Yeah,
so I'm assuming that's what it is. I told my wife, I'm like, yeah, if my shoe was smart, it would turn me around and march me right to Chick-fil-A.
No, my shoe doesn't know what to do.
Do not come in here. If your shoe knows what to do, it will not come into the store.
That's what I was about to say.
I ruined your joke.
No.
Chick-fil-A would have someone stand there to open the door for you.
Yes, yeah, they would. That's right. And they'd probably, you know, clean my shoe while I was in there.
True.
My pleasure.
Yes, my pleasure.
My pleasure.
Also, I'm just out driving around, you know, with my job. I have to do a lot of driving different places. And I saw this sign at like a corner at an intersection. You'll see them in kind of on the same vein as like yard sale, garage sale, you know, house for sale, whatever. One of those type of signs. It said online auction. Okay. With an arrow. There's an arrow pointing like it's this way. It's online. It should just be everywhere, right?
Or shouldn't there be a link or something? www.myauction or something?
Yeah, I don't know.
Not an arrow.
It's just an arrow.
Nope, go down that road. There's an online auction going on.
We drove down that way, and there was a house with a bunch of stuff sitting in the yard. But in the neighborhood we were in, it could have just been normal. I don't know.
I thought maybe there'd be a guy sitting out in the front yard with a computer in front of him, and you just walk up to him, and he places your bids for you.
That, or I thought maybe the whole yard was full of people there with their phones, and they keep hitting refresh. It's like, oh, 5 days and 6 hours left on the auction to see if I get this. So, and then the last thing.
Oh, I've been outbid.
My phone didn't refresh in time. Last thing I saw, this was an Amazon ad on Facebook.
Oh, before you go on,
yeah.
Since you had the online auction, Mike and I were not just Mike and I, but Mike and I and Courtney were at garage sales this past
Courtney
weekend.
Courtney is Mike's wife.
Yes. We were at garage sales this past weekend. And since you're doing signs, let me share a sign that, okay, so there was this item. It was a big Barbie dollhouse. And it had a sign on it. It looks like an egg, kind of an orange, kind of egg looking thing.
Or a balloon or something. Yeah.
Yeah, kind of a big orange sign. And it says, Barbie house already put together, comes with furniture, ask at the table, $50. And it says, worth it alone that it's already built. So the fact that they've already put the Barbie house together, that makes it worth $50.
That's worth $50 in itself.
If it wasn't built, it'd only be $30 or something.
I don't even have a Barbie, and I'm going to buy it now.
Love the marketing, yes.
Right. Yeah, I love that. They've got $50 worth it alone.
Coming to Mike's house, he's got the Barbie prominently displayed in the family room. You got kids, Mike? Not yet. And you have Barbies? Nope, but look at this. It's already built. Beautiful.
I had to buy it.
I can't pass it up. It's already built. I mean,
it's
come
a postmodern Barbie house. I went with $50.
I like how they like already assume though that you've looked at the 50 and said, oh, it's not worth that. And then they said, worth it because it's already put together.
It's worth more. You're getting a bargain.
So it's like they're pre-thinking what you're thinking when you look at $50. Like, why would I pay that?
Well, you don't want to have to pay for labor and union costs to build a barn.
You know, you probably got to get a permit to get that thing put together.
Supply issues. You got to wait on plywood coming in.
It'll be a year and a half before your Barbie house is built.
Who knows how many trips to Menards? At least a baker's dozen.
So anyways, I thought that tagged along with your online sales pretty good.
The last thing I have is just there was an Amazon ad that popped up on Facebook, you know, scrolling through. And it's this device. It looks kind of like a bicycle pump, sort of, that comes down with like a little face mask that would
like
fit.
The ones that drop down in an airplane.
Yeah. Kind of those fit over your nose and mouth. And all it says is for the name, two family removal devices, effective devices.
Effective.
to family removal.
It's a family removal device. You click on it. What it is somebody's choking. You put it over there. It's like a plunger. You push down and up, and it creates suction on their face and pulls the obstacle out of their throat. But I just like
that makes sense. But family removal.
Yeah, I like the family removal. Yeah, you got an aunt that's overstayed her welcome. You come in, just shove it on her mouth, hit the plunger, and then pull her out of the house by the face. You're done. I'm done, Aunt Martha. You got to go home. I can't take it anymore.
See, I took it more serious than that. Like, it's the little canister it's on. It's got like a toxic gas in it.
Oh, Greg's killing people. I'm just getting them out of the house.
It says family removal.
Holy cow. Do not overstay your welcome at Greg's house.
And it must be
I will just ask you to leave. Maybe put a plunger on your face and pull you out.
And they're giving you two of them. So they must assume you got two bad family members.
Somebody died in Greg's joke.
Or maybe the first one didn't work. You can try the second one.
Nobody wants to kill their family member, but.
Nobody wants to.
But sometimes.
But when you need effective family removal.
Yeah. I like it gives you a couple.
You gotta make a point sometimes. Like, hey.
I like it gives you a couple of extra suction cups too. In case you got a larger family and a couple more people, you know. Yeah. You leave a little in the tube, you can take out four people.
Greg just puts one out on the table, just sets it out. All right. Oh, time to go, everybody. Let's get moving. Hurry up.
It worked.
All right. That's all I had. That was the last thing. So
funny. The family removal.
The family removal device. Two
of
them. Effective devices.
Yes.
Well, Doug, I think you got the rest of this podcast, right?
Well, I don't know. I'll stay around as long as I'm able to. It's getting hard to breathe in here. Yeah. It's just the Greg podcast now. 45 minutes of talking about track keyboards.
That's right.
All right. That was it for me.
All right. Well, I've got a gripe this week. And it's kind of an all encompassing gripe that we're all sharing right now. And that gripe is
family.
No family.
That'd well, be no family anymore.
That's been taken care of. No, it's inflation.
Yes. Unfortunately.
It's hitting us all. I mean, is there any things you can think of that you've noticed a big, besides gasoline, what are some things you can think of that there's been some changes that, I mean, it's obvious from 6 months, a year ago to what it is now.
Yeah. Actually, you asked this question earlier and I was kind of, I feel like I was in more in the mode. I notice it generally speaking, like Ameren bill, you know,
yeah, utilities, just everything's gone up.
Everything. It's like, but then I thought of actually a specific example and it's the dog food.
Ah.
I remember our dog food, we've got the same brand. It used to be like $8 maybe for the smallest bag. Well, now I'm paying nearly double that for the same amount of dog food.
Yeah.
And that's the one that just clicked in my head, actually, as I'm thinking about it, because I've seen that the last few times. It's like, man.
Yeah.
Like, for this price before, I could have got, like, the next bag up.
Yeah. That's a good call, because I get the larger bag. And before,
need to use my devices on your dogs, you want to
Greg's
worry about
no
that.
Greg's had no problem with that.
That's right.
He might think twice, maybe,
Greg
about
has
the
brought
family.
Those devices over to kill my dogs. They don't even live with him. So, but, yeah, those bags, I used to get it was like $11-$12 the last time I went in. It was $17 for that same size bag.
So how much was it originally?
Around $11-$12.
Okay. Because I've been feeling like, you know, what's the inflation rate right now? It's like 10.4% or something like that. But I feel like it's almost more like things have doubled. Because like you said, you know, you're paying double for the dog food.
I used to get the Polar Pop drink, like the 42-ounce drink. I'm trying to curtail that. But it was 89 cents, like, I don't know, 18 months ago.
Yeah.
And now for that same one, it is $1.27 for the 42-ounce.
Yeah. I would stop drinking it.
It's ridiculous.
I think we said that at one point.
I think we did.
If it gets over a dollar, we're done. We're not drinking any.
Oh, no. They know I'm bringing that money in.
They got you.
Belly up to the bar, fat boy. Yeah. You know you want it. Get you that Reese's, too. You're eyeing it. Just grab it. You've walked by it six times.
So I know
you just cry and put it on.
Take my money. Just take it. So I know you're thinking, you know, inflation, and I'm griping about that. I normally gripe about McDonald's. How could I bring McDonald's into inflation? Well, I can.
Have they inflated their service?
No.
The quality of service?
It's the prices.
Oh, okay.
So I occasionally will get a, you know, Egg McMuffin, sausage egg McMuffin, and it's got cheese on it. And I'll pull up and I'll say, sausage egg McMuffin with cheese. Okay. And those, when I first started getting them, they were like $2. Now they're $3.93. Well, then the other day I pulled and got one, and I said, sausage egg McMuffin with cheese. And, and it was like four something. And I didn't really think much about it. I just went, you know, it's in the morning. I'm half out of it. I pulled up the window, paid it, took it, and went. Well, then I went again another like week later, and I said, sausage egg McMuffin with cheese. And I noticed the girl added extra cheese on the thing, and that's why it was going more. And I said, no, I don't want extra cheese. I just want cheese because it comes with cheese. I didn't want the extra. But I got looking, one slice of cheese, 80 cents for one stinking slice of cheese.
That you may or may not actually get on your...
You may or may not get it. But it just made... How much does a brick of cheese cost McDonald's? I mean...
Yeah, I don't know. That's...
They probably pay $2 for the whole brick.
Well, it's American cheese. I'm not a fan of American cheese anyway. So I usually ask... Oh,
you're the snobby.
No,
you
cheese.
Probably like French cheese or something.
No. I usually say no cheese anyway. I am snobbish, but not French.
I don't know. Is there French cheese?
Oh, I'm sure there is.
There's the Wisconsin cheese.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I looked at that. It's like 80 cents. I don't know how much it was, but it seems like cheese used to be like an extra like nickel or dime. And
I remember when cheese was a nickel.
But 80 cents for a slice.
We're just trying to keep it real for the young people that are listening.
Yeah. I don't know. I just looked at that. Yeah. Thought, that's crazy. I mean, it's bad enough that the sandwich has doubled in price in really, honestly, like a year. And now we've got 80 cents for cheese.
Well, I mean, part of the reason, if we were going to fast food places, it'd be for a quick meal, right? Like in and out, sort of thing, go through a drive through.
Theoretically, yes.
Well, yes. Well, hypothetically, yes. In an ideal world.
And your shoe
world.
Knows what to do.
Yes.
It kicks me in the rear end. What are you doing?
So all of those factors going right. I mean, part of it too, you're just like, well, you know, it's just something cheap too. Like you don't want to go out to spend a lot of money on one particular meal.
Right.
You just go pick up something small or whatever. Well, now the price to go through fast food is priced at like a sit-down restaurant.
It really is. And it's like the Polar Pop. It's like, when it reaches $1, I'm stopping. Well, I should be like that with this. When it reaches $3, I'm stopping. And it's like, ah.
I mean, yeah, we've cut back on stuff that, yeah, we've been trying to save some money. So
yeah. I'm going to have to get my subscription to McDonald's, I think. It'll probably be cheaper.
Another thing they do, too, is they keep things the same, but you get less of the product.
Yeah, I've seen that, too.
That has happened to me. With work, I usually buy these blue Scotch shop towels, and I'll get them at Costco, like in the large pack. Like, you get 15 rolls of paper towels, and they're always about, I don't know, $15 for 15 rolls because it's cheaper than going to Walmart. So I noticed, I don't know, maybe 3 months ago or something when I bought them, I got them like, these look different. Something's wrong. And I still had some of the old ones. I looked, and you get about 4 square yards less per roll. The sheets are physically small. You can tell they're smaller. They're about 2/3 the size that they were. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, this is garbage.
Yeah.
I got to use twice as many paper towels for the same job.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I know everybody's feeling this gripe with inflation, but when I saw cheese at 80 cents a slice, I was like, that's ridiculous. I mean, it's all ridiculous, but we won't even get into the politics of it. It's
just caught out when you see it. It is ridiculous.
It's very ridiculous.
Yes. So. But gas prices are down.
Yeah.
I guess technically, sure.
They're only up $2 from what they were, but hey, they're still going down. Yeah. I love it. Yeah, never mind. When everyone cheers about it, yay! It's cheaper.
I guess if I came up to you, Mike, and I started kicking you in the crotch and hitting you in the head with a hammer, and I quit kicking you in the crotch, like, Well, I'm not kicking you in the crotch anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
Isn't it so much better?
Exactly.
Yeah.
I can't believe people, they just take what, you know, they just accept it that easily.
It's like, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Whatever. Well, I still get my sausage, egg, and cheese McMuffin. So, I'm an idiot. All right. That's all I got on the gripe.
I got nothing else, so I think we're going to kick it over to Mike, right, who's got a fantastic Reddit segment.
Yeah.
So, we've done a few different Reddit things. Mm-hmm. We've done Am I the A-Hole?
Yes.
We've done... We've done a couple other ones.
I think you might be next in line, Greg, or Doug, for Greg's family removal.
I see he's got his family removal tool out. I'm a little nervous.
It's like holstered.
Yeah.
Prominently displayed.
Yeah.
Yeah, so this Reddit is the Today I Messed Up censored version.
So Today I F.
Yes.
I gotcha.
Yep. So these are stories of people saying what they did and how they realized they done messed up. So these are
cautionary tales, yes, if you will.
Yes. Kind of funny. So the one I've got here to start off with
I killed my two family members.
Well, for Greg, I don't know if that's a mess up.
No, or I think he's bragging intent about it.
So it all depends on perspective, maybe. But this one I think is a good kind of example to start us off. Got a nice little chuckle out of this one. So the headline is TIFU, Today I Messed Up, by telling my kids, don't do the crime if you can't do the time.
Wise counseling.
So, and they also include in these, again, the title and then a snippet. So, told my six-year-old, don't do the crime if you, or, yeah, don't do the crime if you can't do the time. Now he questions the time for everything and sometimes even accepts it. So here's the story. TIFU by telling my kids, don't do the crime if you can't do the time. Well, I have four boys. It is important for me that they understand that they are responsible for their actions.
He did the crime, now he's doing the time.
That's right. The sentence right there alone is the first part. So, again, he always tells them that their actions have consequences, good or bad. And they need to remember that, especially when they make bad choices, that those consequences are very real indeed. A few months ago, I put my six-year-old in timeout for doing something he knew he shouldn't have done. He has, mild ADHD, and he's very impulsive and always getting himself into something. So he was crying about being in timeout, and I told him that when we knowingly and purposely make bad choices, we don't lie about it or try to hide it. We accept responsibility and accept our consequences. Then we move on with our life and make better choices. Then I said it. Don't do the crime if you can't do the time. Well, a few days later, he didn't want to do his homework. I told him if he didn't do the homework, he would be grounded. To my amazement, he said, for how long?
That's a smart kid.
Yeah. And then he said, well, I contemplated this and I ended up telling him for the rest of the week, no TV or Nintendo. He said, okay, that's fine. I accept the time.
I accept my punishment.
Yeah. So he didn't do his homework. Now he questions everything and does the time for the crime. LOL. Eat your vegetables, please. What happens if I don't? No dessert. Okay. Clean your room. What happens if I don't? No TV or Nintendo until your room is clean. Sounds good. Don't eat that candy. What happens if I do? No family movie night. Yeah, that's okay. I don't want to watch the movie anyway. So, that's kind of the story. So, again.
You gotta amp up the punishment then.
Yeah. That's right.
He's accepting it.
That's right. And stick to it. You gotta be firm about the punishment.
Now, we were old. Back in my day.
Yeah,
I know, but it was, my parents believed in corporate
back
punishment.
Back when inflation
so was. So that was it. It's like,
Yeah, mine did too.
I liked one of the comments that said, instead of doing the time, you just need to keep him on parole.
Yeah.
And if he violates parole, extra time. So that one's kind of a good one to kind of get us going here, I think. Got a few more here. We'll kind of just keep going. This one, sticky situation. TIFU, by telling my wife a fake fact to mess with her.
Yes.
So we can all see where this is probably going. So it says, this happened almost 15 years ago and came back to bite me today. My wife loves Christmas songs and loves to sing them. Well, 15 years ago, we were on a holiday car ride, and she decided to pass the time by singing the Christmas song over and over and over again. And I decided just to mess with her because it would just be funny. So when she got to the Jack Frost nipping at your nose part, I asked her why she was singing that song in an absolutely mortified voice. She looked confused, and I feigned surprise that she was unaware that he proceeded to say that it was like a Grimm's fairy tale. Christmas songs often have a dark past, and that Jack Frost was the name of a mental patient from the 20s who broke out of an asylum during a Christmas break and went around devouring faces, especially noses.
And his name was Michael Myers.
So she bought it hook, line, and sinker, and she was shocked and horrified that people would actually sing about it. And so we talked about it during the duration of the ride. So first he made the fake fact, the lie, just to mess with her, and then he kept building and building upon it. Because, you know, nothing can go wrong there.
No.
So he also says, I made sure to note that Jack Frost's antics grew darker and darker as the miles flew by. So fast forward to this morning. I'm in a great mood. It's a great day. Snowing outside. Christmas season. Just got done snowy blowing the driveway. As I'm coming inside, I start to sing the Christmas song. And my wife chastises me in a teasing voice. I had no idea what she was talking about. And then she says, Jack Frost, the serial killer. The biter that forever ruined that song to her. She can no longer stand to hear it. So I subtly laugh and explain that I was just teasing that day. And I honestly didn't even think she would believe me. She got mad. Shocker. Apparently this had been her go-to fun fact for the Christmas holidays. And that for the last 15 years, she has shared this dark and gruesome tidbit with anyone who would listen. So she, I guess, had a sea of disbelieving looks when she would tell this fact to people. And people would always kind of question her, but she was insistent upon this was truth. So she's mad and a little hurt, and apparently I'm the king of lies who is never to be trusted again.
So, yes, he did mess up.
Yes.
Have you ever done that? You ever told your wife something, just a fact, a little factoid, like, you know, this I have multiple times. I can't think of one.
I can't think of an instance.
But I know I have, especially when we were younger. My wife would tend to believe a lot more. Now she doesn't believe a thing I say. So, but I'd tell her this. Nuh-uh. She'd say, no, it's not. You're lying. I was like, hmm? She goes, are you lying? I'm like, you're lying. I know you're lying. It's like, tell me if you're lying. I just let her go like, oh, I'm just telling you. Actually, what happens most of the time is I'll tell her stuff and she won't believe me. And then she'll go and talk to other people or a quote unquote professional. They'll tell her the same thing. Like, yeah, I've told you. So, yeah, I've done that before.
I can't think of an instance. I don't know if I have or not on purpose.
Well, I've got maybe another story here that we could take a laugh at some poor guy's expense. Although this one is a little bit less on him than maybe the previous guy.
Okay.
So this one is set up. Today, I messed up by cheating on my wife with a fictional woman. All right. So there you go. We
talked about him in other stories.
We might have.
Robots and holograms.
Well, here's how it goes. It says, I am not a native speaker of English, so please bear with me. A couple days ago, my wife had a dream where I cheated on her. Oh. And later leaving her to live with the other woman. She told me about the dream in the morning, clearly distressed. So trying to defuse the situation, I decided to create a funny origin story of the woman I was seeing in her dream. Off the top of my head, I named her Broomhilda. As this name, I thought didn't exist anywhere near we live, and I thought it added volume to the certain mystery of this fictional dream woman. Well, the next day, I posted a funny comment on a Facebook page and received the laughing ha-ha face reaction from a woman named Broomhilda. I thought it was hilarious and actually showed it to my wife, who promptly sent me to sleep on the sofa that night. So that's
so she
his.
Dreamed that he had the affair. Yes.
So it wasn't even really on him.
Yeah.
In the first.
Well, my wife has done that, not so to that extent, but has woke up like, I had this dream about you and it made me so mad. And she's kind of irritated, but not a lot, but agitated about something I did in a dream. I'm like, it's Dream Doug is screwing up. I screw up enough on my own. I don't need Dream Doug messing my life up. I can do that.
How do I get him out of your dream?
See, the problem he did was he gave him a name because you're like, well, how'd you hit that name so fast? No, you're just causing yourself problems.
Well, I love how, too, he's trying to play it off, you know, innocent. He's like, well, you know what? Okay, I'll try to defuse the situation. And the one name he gave her, of course, it's going to be somebody who...
That seems a little odd to me.
Somebody
who... Yeah, it's Broomhilda, such a weird name, Broomhilda, yeah.
And Broomhilda just happened to put a ha-ha emoji on your comment. I don't know. Something seems weird with that. But I cry foul, sir.
No, she said it was something like Diane or something, and then a Diane comment.
Yeah.
Okay, that seems a little. That could be. But he did say that his English is not good, so maybe he's in a foreign country where that name is probably like, you know, Germany or whatever.
Maybe Broomhilda's like Jennifer here.
Yeah.
Why did you pick Jennifer?
Because I know Misha. A bunch of Jennifers. I have cousins that are Jennifers and.
Sure.
Okay, well, before the hole gets any deeper, let's move on to the next one. So this one, maybe I think it was a good quick one here to wrap up on. So today I messed up, and the title doesn't really make a whole lot of sense, but today I messed up myself and actually right now. So I work at a tire shop, and I go home for lunch. I love pickles.
What if he's tired when he gets home?
Probably. I love pickles so much. And just found out about Zesty Dill Spears. So I don't know how you just find out about Spears, especially if you like love pickles. Spears are like.
But he said Zesty. Is that a different?
Well, it might be different.
That's what, because I think Zesty is like a spicier.
Okay.
It's a spicier pickle.
Okay. Well, that makes sense. I thought he was broadly talking about
Spears. You know who loves
spicy
pickles? Broomhilda.
That's right.
I've heard that she did.
She loves them. Can't get enough of that spicy pickle.
So he found out about Zesty Dill Spears, and they are so freaking good. Well, at lunch, I open the jar, I scroll through Reddit. Not too long, I realize I'm down to my last spear. I'm so bummed out. I devoured the spears and thought they should give you more spears, but whatever. I love how he rants about how few spears he gets. Yeah, his pickles.
So anyway, I thought that was funny. The whole jar?
Basically. Wow. So
he does love pickles.
That's his lunch. I love his rant.
I can't believe
that's
his lunch.
I don't know. I love his rant, though. It's
like
hilarious.
A pickle,
to me.
Okay, but not a
so
jar.
It says then after he's finished the spears, I chugged the pickle juice because it's delicious.
Oh, that's disgusting.
I know people who drink pickle juice.
Yeah.
You know why they drink pickle juice?
I figured they're just weird. I don't know. Well,
apparently there's a purpose to pickle juice that this guy found out about. I didn't know there was a purpose for pickle juice.
I'm going to. This is an educational podcast tonight.
Yes. Maybe that's why Broomhilda likes it.
Might be.
Broomhilda's going to share our podcast episode. So it says, he chugs the pickle juice because it's delicious. And then I head back to work. My mess up is that I did not know that pickle juice in high quantities is a very fast-acting laxative.
Was not aware of that.
I was not either. And I looked it up.
I guess it's real salty water. So.
I looked it up, and apparently that's what it's used for. In, like you said, in bigger amounts, it's true from what I've read.
That's gross.
He says, right now, I am a literal faucet. The whole shop is laughing at me, and I'll consider it a win if I can even make it through the rest of the shift without any
accidents. He might need some sugar
later. He may need to sugar that rim, buddy. You might laugh in a little bit.
Maybe.
Or be disgusted.
So now you know. Don't mess up like this guy. If you don't know what the pickle juice is for, you've been warned.
Would it be the same effect with sweet pickle juice?
Maybe. I think it's any, like, just pickle juice.
I think it's the brine, probably.
Yeah.
Because it's all brine, saltiness. So.
It makes my stomach feel icky just to think about it.
I don't like pickles. I don't want pickle juice.
I also wanted to point out one of the comments on here, too. It says, Somebody chimed in and says, as soon as you mentioned snacking on pickles, I knew exactly where this was going. I have been here a few times. And he says, people say they do like lemon juice cleanses or whatever. I say all bow before the power of the mighty pickle juice. So anyway, there's some Reddit mess up.
But he shot a couple of spears out.
I mean, I don't know. Woo. Might not have been firm enough for spears. Might have been relish.
They just glide.
Might have been some relish coming out there.
Oh. Yeah.
All right. Enough of that one.
That's gross.
All right. Did you have any more?
No, those are some quick hitters.
Right. Well, let's move on. I found this article and it intrigued me. So I was like, what is going on? It says, yes, Wendy's officially unveiled an emo version of their logo. Yes,
so
the sweet, nice, pigtailed, redheaded Wendy is going emo. So something's going down with Wendy, the famous red-haired logo from the Wendy's fast food franchise. It appears as though she got an emo makeover. That's right. At least one Wendy's location, the pigtail girl who graced the food chain's artistic look over the past years, is now sporting flattened side bangs and a shaggy haircut. So this is in, right now it's just in one location. It's over in the UK. It says here that they created a poll to ask what their fans would like the logo to look like in their new location.
I thought she might look like a guy with a man bun.
Well, they gave her either a spiked hair like punk or a bouffant quiff. I'm not sure. Like,
coif.
I'm butchering that.
Be careful.
Yes. Coif. I said coif. Or emo. And so it says, over the following month, news of the makeover began to spread, both through advertising and in the area and online. Their senior international marketing director, Tony Barr, said in a statement, as a new brand entering such a culturally rich neighborhood, it was important for us to show respect for the community and showcase the genuine excitement we have to become a part of it.
Well, they may as well make her look like the employees.
Yeah. I just got to say, they're like, we're going into a new area. What could we do? Well, we could have, you know, maybe better quality food, better service. Oh, yeah. Now, how about we just change it, our logo to emo? We'll change our logo because that's going to be easier. Easier than trying to make ourselves actually better.
To me, it looks more anime than it does emo, too. But
well, I also looked up the actual definition of emo because so
did they come with emo Phillips?
No, it says a person who is overly sensitive, emotional, and full of angst, who adopts a certain style characterized by black dyed hair, tight t-shirts, and skinny jeans. Who wouldn't want to be waited on by somebody overly emotional?
Well, I know McDonald's overly has sensitive. One of
excuse me. Why are you yelling? Can I get some more ketchup? Everybody wants more ketchup. Don't you know there's not enough ketchup already out there in the world? Yeah. I don't know what we're going to do. That's what I need. Some brooding person waiting on me the whole time. Ugh.
And they got all 90s music playing in the restaurant.
Yeah. So, yeah, Wendy's is changing things up. They're trying to make things better just by changing the logo. Not changing their patties, not doing anything else, but that's where we're at.
Yeah. So, well, I'm glad they're on top of that, you know.
Yeah. So what other, that got me thinking, is there any other mascots out there that could maybe change things up a little bit? Or?
It's funny, you mentioned this last week, and Mike and I both at the same time said the Burger King.
Naturally. It's got to be the King.
Yeah, the
King. So what are we going to do to freshen this up?
I don't know, what can you do
to
the King, man?
I think he looks like the type of guy that would get like a face tattoo or something. Yeah. And with his giant head, you could put a bunch of ink on that head.
We need to start with the giant head. And
I see him doing... Yeah, all the face tattoos, maybe 27 piercings.
You know what we should give the King? You remember those two guys, the Island Boys?
Oh, my gosh. You know what? I can see him looking like one of the Island Boys.
Boy, yeah, Burger King could go like Jamaican.
I got the
Jamaican.
Burger King and the Island Boy. And it just keeps saying the same crappy thing over. They just keep putting out their same
crappy
food.
You get a Whopper.
That's a good one.
Yeah, whopper,
good
whopper, call. Whopper.
I like the Burger King Island Boy.
Island Boy, yeah.
Island you can boy. Just put that those dreadlocks right on top of his king yeah. head
on his crown or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's, he's just as not as obnoxious as they are.
Good.
See, I see McDonald's from the way they're going. They've just they've gotten rid of all of their mascots because they used to have a bunch of them, which I want to get into. But now that's it's like, what's their mascot? Middle-aged man in a dead-end job with no hope.
Yeah, it perfectly reflects the renovations they've done. They try to modernize it, right? But they've killed all the personality.
Exactly. He walks up. I would say, can I help you, but I probably can't. What do you need?
I think that guy waited on me and Dan Tuesday.
You use the
literally
app.
The guy that waited on us. Skinny, man bun, two black little dots on his right below his lip, hooking through the nose.
Well, I just can't believe you were waited on.
Eventually, but very, I mean, nice enough. I'm not ripping on. I mean, but he was just, I mean, even Keel's like, can I help you?
Now, you can't judge everybody, though, by the book by the cover, because Greg and I went to a gas station.
We did.
A couple days ago. And we went in there.
Oh, yeah.
And they're playing rap music. Not a big deal. Not my style of thing, but I'm like, okay. So we go up and
they were playing Drop It Like It's Hot.
They were playing Drop It Like It's Hot. That's right. So they're like, Snoop. Different. So we walk in there and there's a gal behind the counter.
Yeah.
And she's got like neck tattoos, face tattoos.
And what is it? She wasn't wearing like official Circle K garb. Well,
she had like a white tank top on. And there was a kid back there. Was like 7 years old. Like her kid's like, hey mom. Like
you're not in my way.
Now, when I first saw that, I thought, oh, okay, here we go. Here's the thing. She was the only one behind the counter. There was a line of us. There was like a guy in front of me. There was me and Greg was behind me. So she gets that guy taken care of. I go up and I get, of course, my Reese's because that's what I'm always there for. I need a Reese's subscription. I might save some money.
Oh,
so I get my candy bar. Yeah, I drop it like it's hot right onto the counter.
Yes.
She hits the button, and then she just slid over and like went to the – there's two registers. She went – I was like, oh, what's going to happen? And she goes, I went ahead and go ahead and put your card up there and pay. I'm going to fire this register up and get him. She's working two registers, knocking people out. I'm like, hey, thank you. She goes, have a great day. So I had to check myself. Like, hey, at first, because when I first walked in there, I was like, oh, man, what is going on? She's got her kid. We got face tattoos. She's great.
She's working it, man. She was friendly.
Hard working two registers, doing all kinds of stuff. She's telling her kid, I grabbed that box. Oh, that's what I was like, all right, she's got things taken care of, man.
Well, minus the child labor laws that are probably being broken. I mean,
about going to McDonald's because they could use you.
That's what it's about. It's like, don't really care about that kind of stuff. As long as I get the service I'm paying for, right? Like, that's all I ask.
Yeah, this was a lot different than the lottery lady from a couple weeks ago who was consuming two cashiers. This gal's working two registers.
It sounds like she wanted to put up with lottery lady.
She wouldn't have. No. I can guarantee she wouldn't have. Maybe she would have had the 7-year-old talk to her. Here, talk to this lady for a minute.
He put some buttons up, got it taken care of. Cashes are out. Yeah. All right, next.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, I thought, that was great. So
yes, sometimes we judge and we shouldn't because she did a great job.
Unfortunately, I have Colonel Sanders. I mean, you got to do something.
I had Colonel Sanders,
but I didn't come up with a good makeover for him.
I always think of Colonel Sanders. I see him, and I imagine him like as if. Have you ever seen those like people who are like they have the Civil War accounts?
Yeah.
You know, I always kind of imagine Colonel Sanders being one of those.
Yeah. They tried to hip him up back in the 90s or the 2000s with
I saw
the little cartoon AFC.
Yeah.
I didn't like him. I didn't like that. Like, no, your name is Colonel Sanders. I want some old white-headed guy just here. I'm going to make your fried chicken with my seven.
But if they
want to
make him look like, modern, then they could do like, a lot of older guys now are like into like CrossFit and stuff. They could give him the shaved side of the head with the fluff on top. And
I can see it.
Goatee.
I could see it.
I'm not buying chicken from that guy.
He's probably got a V-neck, right?
Yeah,
V-neck. Maybe a little bit too far.
Just a little bit. But still white hair.
Yeah.
You know.
Yep.
I can't think of an actor who looks
tank
like
top,
that.
Tank top, bicycle shorts, goes out and hits his bike.
That's right.
Yeah. He's all fit.
With his fried, I'd his be fried down with chicken.
That. Yeah, I'd be down with that.
He doesn't need it. Well, they never have it whenever you go there. I'm sorry, it's going to be 30 minutes for fried chicken. We're out of fried chicken right now. It's like, your name is Kentucky Fried Chicken. Yeah. That's it.
How can you be
That's
out
what you have. Every time I've gone there, they're like, yeah, we don't. Well, we're out of chicken. We'll have to cook some up.
We have a few chicken tenders here that have been in the bin for an hour.
Right? That's what this. It's a restaurant. You've got to cook chicken.
Yeah,
but so, yeah, I think
I realize it's already 5:30. I'm you're late, but I figured you know, we're at the beginning of the dinner rush. Apparently not.
Yeah, I think the Colonel. We mod him up, make him new, make him more modern.
Yeah, I like Greg's on that one. I like that.
All right,
yeah, I can see
the
it.
Shaved and the
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anybody? Any other mascots you got? Or
well, like Chick-fil-A's got the cow.
I don't know. You can't really modernize a cow.
But I think we get rid of the cow. It's a chicken restaurant. Well,
Greg's going to take his family removal device down to the cow. Ooh, eat more chicken. How can I help? Take care of the cow.
No longer. Maybe it should be a chicken. I don't know.
That'd be weird, though, for the chicken to say, come in and eat me.
Well, you'd have to get rid of that slogan, too. So I'm rebranding Chick-fil-A all the way down the line here.
You start messing with it, though, and you might screw up everything.
Yeah.
They'll turn into McDonald's.
Yeah.
Now we don't get service there.
Well, then make it a fish instead of a cow. I don't know.
Fish?
It's a killer whale. It eats more chicken. I don't know.
Oh,
I don't know. Let's see. Did I have any others?
Where else do you get content like this? I mean, good quality content that you can use.
I did
you can tell your wives or husbands, hey, guess what I heard Chick-fil-A's doing? They're getting rid of the cow and going to a fish. It's a killer whale. Some guy whacked the cow, killed him. Now they got to have a new mascot.
At least it's still black and white, like the cow.
Oh, they could keep kind of the same look.
Yeah.
They can chop off the udders on the little character guy and put a different head on him. It's really, that's it.
Yeah, go to a whole nautical theme in the restaurant.
A captain.
Do you guys have fish? No. We're still a chicken place. Ding, ding, ding. Well, one I saw, and this needs updated. It's not fast food. It's the guy on the Pringles can. He looks like a barbershop quartet guy.
I like the guy on the Pringles can.
Well, yeah, but it's outdated.
Okay, so you got to give him I think you got to give him the big full bushy beard that hangs down about like
I could see that.
He's already you keep the hair kind of the real short hair on
well,
the side.
Well, it's parted in the middle and he's got the little handlebar mustache.
I think you can even keep the hair but just get the full beard, the big bushy one that comes.
He's
got to
have a flannel shirt or something then or is he going to
I can see it.
I don't think you need to make
Pringles.
Him like
if you're going to change him, I
lumberjack.
I can see it. Yeah.
So you're talking more like a hipster?
Yeah,
kind of a hipster. Yeah, I can see it.
Give him the beard and
with the beard oil, constantly oiling his beard.
He's got the comb. He's got like three different combs for his beard,
combing it all out.
All right. So he would be the Pringles guy.
Yeah.
Mod him up.
Yeah, mod up him with the big beard. I think.
What about the Quaker Oats guy?
I can't believe he's even still around, to be
he's
honest.
He's a Quaker. Talk about outdated.
Yeah, I don't. I'll make him Mennonite. No.
Bring him
into the 1800s.
Yeah.
Quakers are so 1600.
Mennonite oats.
Mennonite oats.
Let's see. Last one I think I had. Did I have anybody else? I mean, it's kind of looking at the Starbucks cup and their logo, and it's kind of, you know, it's green, but it's a woman. The hair comes
down.
She
should be on the front of a ship.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, for one thing, that's pretty gender specific for a woke company like Starbucks.
Why?
Because it's a female.
How do you know?
Well, I know.
Did you flip the cup
Greg.
Over and look?
I can look. I did.
I haven't done that. Maybe I need to do that. Oh, it is a girl.
Well, see, that's the thing. It looks like the stereotypical image of a female.
says
of what,
you.
Of what us boomers would have thought called a female. So I think we need to modernize that. And, you know, I don't know what we put on there, but Starbucks can maybe go emo. I don't know.
There's a typo and it's Elmo. Like, what the heck is that?
Hey. I love coffee. One vintage mocha latte.
Well, I think the newer companies are liking Sesame Street again, so we could probably do Elmo on the Starbucks cup. That's their new logo, Elmo. No, I don't know what it would look like, but I was just saying, for a company like Starbucks to have a stereotypical female image on their cup, I think as their logo, I don't know. That's pretty, unwoke.
Could be.
So.
All right. Any others?
Let's see. I thought about the Michelin Man.
Oh, Michelin Man?
Yeah.
Oh. I've always kind of liked the Michelin Man.
Well, but he kind of looks like a marshmallow guy, too.
Well, that's the point.
You're fat shaming and body shaming, Greg.
He's a tire. Like a stack of tires.
Well, yeah. He's
but he looks like a marshmallow.
But it's a stack of tires.
But looks like the guy from the Ghostbusters Stay Puft, movie. The Stay Puft guy.
But he's
I might get confused and get marshmallows on my wheels.
They should make him the color of the tire, the black.
Yeah.
Maybe with a white, so he's a white wall. So you have a white stripe around him. A white lettering. You did all kinds of Michelin Man.
It could be radial TAs.
Radial TAs.
Oh, so he's just the wrong color, huh?
Apparently. I don't know why he's white. Tires are black.
True. Yeah.
Well, white walls.
Yeah. But that's a stripe.
The whole thing's the wall.
The whole thing. He's a Michelin Man wall.
Yeah.
Well, to not.
I don't know.
Not,
I like the Michelin Man, though.
You know, we can make him red.
How many red tires are
there? Well, I've seen red pinstripes on the tires.
A pinstripe, but not the entire tire.
Well, I've never seen a white one either.
That's what I said. I haven't either. I would just do a white stripe for the white wall. You could do a red pinstripe for the red pin.
We could have a black Michelin Man with red and white stripes on him.
Yeah. And then white lettering, too. Go around there. Could say Michelin or something.
Yeah. And we need to thin him up. He's pretty heavy. He's not, that doesn't fit the image.
See, you're body shaming. You can't body shame.
I'm just saying we want to make him relevant to today.
You want to make him look like all the sexy tire models. And you know what? What about the bigger tire models that are trying to just make a living?
I'm just saying you could put like a, a mag on top maybe, or a big slick on top, and maybe one on the bottom with a thin one in the middle. You'd give him a little hourglass.
This is going to a very weird and dark spot place all of a sudden.
Anyways, Michelin Man. See, but he can't be the Michelin Man.
No? You could go that Michelin person, Michelin tire.
Yeah.
I don't know. Just Michelin. Yeah. He's like Shear now. He just has one, just Michelin.
Yes.
Michelin.
Yes. All right. That's all I got.
All right. I just was, while we're in the mascots, I was looking up some stuff, and I got to looking. Is there any restaurant or product out there that has more mascots than McDonald's did?
Back in the day?
Yeah, over time.
They had a lot.
I mean, Geico? Geico's had a lot of, they had the cavemen, they had the little gecko, they've had... See, there's a lot. I don't even know all of them.
You know what I loved was the Budweiser chameleon thing. You know what I'm talking about? It wasn't even like a mascot, I don't think.
Was it during the frog thing where when they had the Budweiser? Did they have, is that when they had the chameleon?
It sounds familiar.
You know what I'm talking about?
It sounds familiar. I'd have to look him up.
That's like a
was this
a
after three
I
or four shower beers you had and you saw the chameleon?
My drinking Budweiser. There's a chameleon in my shower.
This is from my child. My dad had Budweiser chameleon things. Anyway, just continue.
So I looked up though, and I counted. In the past, McDonald's has had 11 different quote unquote mascots or things. I'm like, why? Why did they need? There was a whole troop of them.
I could probably name a lot of them.
Go ahead.
Okay, you got Ronald.
Yep.
You got the Hamburglar.
Yep.
You got the Grimace.
Yep.
Yeah.
The Fry Guys.
Yep.
Let me think. Let's see, I said the Hamburglar, said the Grimace.
There was a few I didn't, one I didn't even, I'd never heard of, but.
Yeah, man, I thought I'd be able to name more than that.
Well, you're 4 for 11, so that's about all of them.
No. I guess I can name all, but I thought I could name more than that. Oh, let's see. You said Hamburglar, right?
Yeah, there was. Yeah.
Grimace, Fry Guys.
Now, this one, I'll tell this one because I don't think you're going to get this one. I'll see if Mike.
Knows. Oh, the Moon. Mac Tonight. It's well, Mac Tonight.
I didn't even have him on there.
Yeah.
The Mac the Night guy. Yeah, that was a weird one.
Come on, make it Mac Tonight.
And it was for Big Mac, I guess, but he
it was,
was
for McDonald's. I mean,
well, why the Moon and why Mac Tonight?
Don't know. It probably well Mac Tonight Mac Mick Mick.
But why the Moon?
I don't know.
That was always. I was like, okay, I guess because it's tonight and it's Mac Tonight. And then it says here in the '90s and the 2000s there was a handful of appearances of. Did you know Ronald McDonald had a dog?
No. Mm-hmm.
His name was Sunday. Sunday the dog. He looks
S-U-N-D-A-E.
Frightening. I mean, it looks like something of your nightmares. It's horrible. It's scary.
That should be the Burger King's dog.
It kind of looks like a haunted house version of Chuck E. Cheese. Honestly. Yeah,
it does. So we had Birdie, the bird that would fly.
Yeah.
Of course, we had Ronald. The Hamburglar. Of course, the Hamburglar was known for he stole hamburgers from people. Robble, robble, robble. Grimace.
Yeah. I named him, didn't I?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Originally, he stole drinks from people.
They're mean.
Grimace was the purple one, right?
He looked like a gumdrop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. The evil Grimace. Very odd. I never knew what Grimace was or why he was there. Yeah. I'm like, what is Grimace? Yeah. Then they had Birdie, who, I guess they said her initial job was to promote their breakfast. They would do, up and she's like a duck. I don't know. And the Fry Guys. It says originally the Fry Guys were called goblins. Like,
yeah.
But they stole French fries.
No, there's our thieves, man.
There's also Captain Crook. Mm. He was the captain with a parrot on his shoulder. He was always after filet of fish. Like that better than a treasure.
Not killer whales, though.
No, not killer whales. They had the professor, which I barely... they said he was usually in the background, hardly ever spoke. Mm. And it was always like he was in some...
I feel like I remember.
Some lab or something. And it's like, I don't even understand. He's not promoting anything.
I can't picture him.
Then these I always thought were the McNugget buddies. The little thing would pop open. It's like,
But it's
like,
sure.
I don't want to eat the nuggets if they're looking. It's like... Looks like some kind of weird, horrible experiment gone wrong by the professor. Like, oh, the Nugget Buddies.
Why did you make us? Please kill us. Somebody kill us.
Yes.
But then they also had Mayor McCheese.
Oh, yeah. I
who was a
Mayor
bumbling
McCheese, yeah.
mayor.
And he was a big hamburger head guy.
Officer Big Mac, another big hamburger head guy. And with all of the stealing going on, I think Officer Big Mac and Mayor McCheese are running a horrible town.
Yeah, they weren't doing a good job.
And why is everybody stealing? This place is horrible.
They couldn't get waited on, so they had to steal food from other people.
I just stood in line for 45 minutes. I'm just taking somebody else's hamburger and french fries and their drink. I'm out of here.
Robble, robble,
robble. Robble, robble, robble.
Before that, he could talk, but he gets got so angry, he couldn't even talk anymore.
Rubble, rubble, rubble. Ratchet, fretcher, ratchet, fretcher. Oh, my gosh. So, yeah, I don't know. I got nothing else other than that. I don't know if you have anything you want to add.
I am going to bring up something.
Okay, fire away.
Here's what I'm talking about.
I can't see it.
So, it's Louis the Chameleon. Louis the Lizard from Budweiser.
Hold it up to the microphone.
Yeah.
Here you go, everybody.
You got it?
Can you make him like zoom in on him? I still can't see him.
So here you go.
Where is he?
He's
okay.
It was frog Budweiser thing.
Yeah. It was. And this is, I kind of remember, there's actually a specific commercial that says, other than frogs, Budweiser chameleons were also popular mascots for the Budweiser commercials. While their first commercials, they aren't officially mascots of the beer. In fact, in their first commercial, we learned that they were meant to be mascots of Budweiser. Louis is the name of one chameleon who is dissatisfied with Budweiser's decision to hire the frogs instead of the chameleons.
I remember that.
The chameleon.
I don't know why that popped into my head earlier, but it did.
Yeah, memory from...
All right.
Does it say what years those were? Or does...
Yeah, 97. So I was really young. I mean, but my dad had posters of like the Budweiser chameleons and stuff.
Hmm.
Like,
yeah, I kind of remember that.
Yeah, I do too.
All right. Well, Mike, why don't you take us to the happiest place on earth?
Well, hopefully we don't get stuck there, unlike some unlucky people. We actually kind of touched on this last week. We gave a little teaser. And here's kind of the full story. Disney World guests stuck on torture Small World ride for over an hour.
The ride by itself is torture.
Oh, my gosh. No thanks.
All it is it's a small world in all the different languages, right?
Yes.
I've never been to Disney.
And the animatronic people.
Yeah. I like Jim Gaffigan. He says, people found this entertaining.
Yeah. Well, some guests visiting Walt Disney World's It's a Small World ride wound up being trapped on the attraction. We were stuck for over an hour. The torture, one guest posted to TikTok, along with a video of the boats at a standstill. This boat said it is not a small world. The ride was designed by Disney animator Mary Blair for the 1964 New York World's Fair. And typically, it will take anywhere from 12 to 15 minutes. So if you can imagine, okay, your typical ride is going to take what? 13 minutes, maybe, if you average that out. Yeah, you're going to go through at least, what, 4 or 5 of those rides for being stuck on there for an hour? Yeah.
How did they get stuck? Were they just stopped, or were they?
Well, okay, so here's what happened. A fellow animator, Mark Davis, and his wife, Alice Davis, created the robot puppets, or the robotic child puppets that sing the 3-minute-long song guest several song. At guests, translated into several languages as they float down the river. So, what happened was that park staff on this particular day didn't realize for 45 minutes or so that everyone was stuck on a boat, and we sat there for an hour singing the song on repeat and repeat. So,
Didn't you wonder when no one came out the other end, they keep shoving boats into the tunnel that, wow, we don't have any other boats
coming out.
Yep, one of the boats got stuck in one of the turns is what happened, and it just piled up behind the one boat that was stuck, and it even kind of, I don't want to say totally capsized, but it started to take on water.
I still don't get how they didn't realize that for 45 minutes that no boats were coming out.
Somebody went on break.
Yeah,
at first I would be nervous, like, oh crap, this boat is going to tip over, we're going to sink. After about 30 minutes, I'm like, oh, please, God, just let us sink. Please. They're trying to hold me in. No, let me go. I want to end it. I'm going to Davy Jones' Locker. I can't take the song anymore.
Yeah. Because in that 13-minute time frame, that's like, yeah, 4 more trips through the ride will get you to that hour.
I've been through that ride.
And then when they do get you going, you still have to finish the ride.
So people were recording, you know, videos of them literally like at a standstill, and I think they only got freed because enough boats like piled up behind it that it kind of
shot
them
out the other end.
Yeah. So, I just can't imagine having to sit there and just listen to that on or off. Here's one of the pictures, kind of the boat. You guys can kind of see it is starting to kind of take on some water. They sat there again 45 minutes over an hour into this ride.
Yeah, I'd rather be stuck in one of their lines than that.
Yeah, I mean, at that point, you take the 100-degree something line next to everyone else who's cranky.
Yeah.
I mean, if you have a few family removal devices,
come in handy.
You might get out okay.
I would use it on myself.
At Disney World.
Yeah.
Sure, Greg. He took the easy way out. We're all still stuck here.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, so somebody said, It's going on 2 weeks now, and I cannot get this stupid song out of my head. Somebody who was stuck on the ride. So.
Have you ever had any mishaps on a ride?
No.
Not that I can think of.
I don't know if I've ever shared this on it, but at the Pumpkin Festival 1 year, I had my two daughters on this ride called the Tempest. It's like a big cage that about, I mean, there's no top on it. It's just a big rectangular cage with seats, and it kind of goes up, spins around a few times, and then comes back down around and just kind of in a big circle. This yep. big cage thing's going around. We're riding this thing, and all of a sudden I hear this loud clunk. Well, come to find out, the chain had broke on it, and they couldn't get it to stop. So we're on it for like 20 minutes, going around and around, and it's getting further and further. It's on a, you know, like on a the back of a semi-trailer axle is what it's sitting on, and it's yeah. going round and round and round, and it's swinging out further and further and further. Finally, the thing is hitting into the trees.
So it's kind of walking as it moves because of all of the movement?
I don't know. While it was doing it, it was, but
before, must have to get you into the trees.
Yeah,
or something.
It's like the thing's hitting into the trees, and I'm like, I've got my daughters, you know, I'm holding them in close, and it's like, just in, yeah, it's like in case this thing falls over or something.
Yeah,
and it was like 20 minutes we're on this thing going around, and I don't like to spin. Finally, they got it stopped. My wife was working in the tent, so I ran the girls over to her, and I said, I got to go lay down. I went behind the entertainment tent and just laid on the ground because I was about to hurl.
Oh.
This thing just round and round. If It's a Small World had been playing, well, it was probably something like you said before, something like girls, girls, girls or something.
I can't believe they don't have an emergency stop button to hit. And that seems like a huge oversight, doesn't it? We need one giant button so if the wheels fall off, figuratively and literally, hit that button and it will stop. It will stop everything.
This wouldn't stop.
or pull the plug. It's plugged in, right?
Well, the chain broke, so I couldn't even understand how it was still going around. I don't know.
What chain?
I don't know if the chain was a break. Is it the chain that was
holding it to the ground or holding it?
No, I mean, like, it was a big, it looked like a bicycle chain. It had the interlinking lock, you know, locking links or whatever that looked like a bicycle chain.
So why did it?
So it was going around a gear. So I don't know if that thing broke and this thing's just freewheeling and it takes that long to slow down, or I'm not sure. But we were on it a long time. Not fun.
Oh my gosh.
So yeah, that's my. I think that's the only ride I've ever. I made the mistake once of drinking a very large soda and then going on Tom's Twister at Six Flags.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I've ridden Tom's Twister many,
about
many
fizzed
times.
Out all the soda.
Oh, yikes. Not good.
I would have rather drank a jar of pickle juice and gone.
Oh, that would, I think the rest of the people were happy you did not do that. Ugh. All right. Anything else?
No.
All right. I'm going to move on.
Move on.
Okay. Okay. Right. So here's a weird one.
Right.
There's more than a 0% chance of doctors sprinkling sugar on your butthole someday.
Excuse me, what?
Yes. It says the medical reason you might have to put sugar on your butthole. It says there's a video from an ICU nurse claiming that medical professionals sometimes prescribe anus sugar. And that's not butt-flavored sugar. That's... regular sugar that they sprinkle on your anus.
That might be the next Brock's Pick'em or Brock's
I will flavor. Be out on that one. For those of you who know, check out, we have a video out there of us trying this disgusting Brock's tailgate candy corn. It's awful. But I don't know. I might take the butt flavor sugar butt. Over that. It was bad.
Yeah.
What this is for is people have a prolapsed anus, so that your anus comes out.
I thought maybe you were going to say they put it on there because maybe you had a tapeworm or something, and the worm would come out and eat the sugar, and then you grab it.
Nope, it says what, and it makes sense once they start saying, like, okay, sugar pulls out the excess fluid from the prolapsed anus, causing it to shrink. And it says once the swelling's down, it usually pops right back in there. So, or it just needs a little push. Says that the technique is sometimes referred to as a Sour Patch Kid or sugaring the rim, unofficially. So if you hear that in your future, you'll know what's coming.
I'm thinking martini now.
Yeah. It says that supposedly
One article described there was a doctor actually running through the, going through the cafeteria looking for packets of sugar and, trying to find it. And so some, they said, does this actually work? And it actually, there's a, like a 50% chance of it actually working. So this is something that you would, if it's happened, would you be up for that, or so to speak, or would you not?
I mean, if I'm probably in that situation, I'm going to probably try to do what I got to do.
I'm with you.
To be honest.
It says here, the sprinkling of the sugar on the prolapsed bowel results in a dramatic decrease in the bowel swelling, and the segment easily reduces, allowing it to go in. It says there's very little downside, and if it doesn't work, then, you know, they'll have to go other ways. So it says it usually... that this technique can work where manual reduction techniques have failed. And said, and that is essentially pushing it back in with your fingers.
Oh, yeah.
So I'd be like, yeah, let's sugar that rim, man.
Awesome sugar on me.
Yeah. That's right. Call you sweet cheeks now. Come on, yeah. Sweet cheeks. Let's go.
If you're trying to watch your sugar, can you use like substitutes like, NutraSweet?
That's a good question. Because you know what it says right here? The technique achieved using normal sugar, not sweetener.
Nah.
Also works for other prolapse from a stoma. Yeah. It says drastic interventions can be even up to surgery. So it's got a, says it's got about a 50% success rate. So, yeah, if that's all it took, says at worst, all you've done is make your prolapse butthole a little less sugar. So there you go.
Sticky and granular.
Yeah. So if you go to the hospital with a prolapsed anus, you might have to, maybe you can just stay home, get the sugar jar out, and take care of it yourself.
Or if you do go and you see the doctor pull a straw out.
Oh.
A straw? No.
That's how he's got to pour it in there.
Oh.
Boop.
Like a funnel. Maybe he's got one of those like sifters, like for the powdered sugar. They just turn you over. Oh, so anyway, there you go.
That's gross.
All right, and finally, we are going to wrap it up. Going down to Florida,
Florida man,
and no, my phone just locked up. So bear with me here.
Okay.
He was busted after, do you have it?
Yeah.
Because for some reason, there we go. It just came up. I don't know what happened there. It says a Florida man is facing felony battery charges for allegedly striking a cop with a thrown hot dog.
Ooh.
Investigators say that Jason Stroll, 47, was selling hot dogs on a downtown St. Petersburg street early Saturday. When
what if he's got a mascot?
He might.
Well, now it's going to be his mugshot.
Yeah. They gave him numerous warnings that he was in violation of a city ordinance. Stoll, however, ignored the warnings and continued to sell hot dogs on the roadway. The defendant was asked to put the hot dog down as he continued his attempt to sell it.
Drop that dog!
Sir, place the wiener on the ground now! Step away from the wiener now! When directed to drop the hot dog, Stoll reportedly became extremely upset and threw the item, which is not a sandwich, at Sergeant Michael Kerrions. That's what it says.
I like that
in
disclaimer.
The and they're like, which is not a sandwich. We'll get back to that in a minute. The hot dog hit the cop, who was not injured by the airborne bun and beef.
Well, he probably had his hot dog protective vest.
Stoll was
on.
Arrested, could have, for battery on a law enforcement officer, which is a felony. He is also charged with resisting a misdemeanor for allegedly struggling with cops as they sought to place him under arrest. See, now we don't know. Was this a foot long? Was it a red hot?
Ballpark?
Plumper? Was it a plain hot dog, or would it have, like, you know, a trip through the garden? Was it Chicago style?
Well, if it's Chicago.
Chili dog?
If it pickles? Was a Chicago style dog, probably would have actually had a gun in it.
Yeah,
so.
That could have been.
Yeah.
Did it have relish on it?
A chili dog, now that could have been messy.
I think we've talked about this before, but the fact that they were so definitive in saying, which is not a sandwich in this police report,
or this the, on, in the newspaper. I don't remember how we came down with this, but is a hot dog a sandwich?
No.
I don't remember how we landed on it, but I don't think it is.
Okay. No. Okay. I have the exact definition of a sandwich.
Yeah. I think it is based on the definitions. My guess. The definition is, I don't think it is.
Two or more slices of bread or a split roll having a filling in between. Or one slice of bread covered with food having an open face sandwich with one slice of bread instead of two. Mustard instead of butter, some, so you're, so by the strict definition, I think it is a sandwich. It's a split bun with a filling in the center.
But it's not a sandwich.
Yes. I think they're wrong.
I would say if I said, can I have a sandwich? You gave me a hot dog. I would be like,
yeah,
this is
not
this,
a sandwich.
This isn't a sandwich.
If you want to get technical, probably. Yeah. I think it would fit.
Cause then we're like, is it gyro? It's in a pocket. I think it's its own thing. It's not a hot dog or a sandwich.
See, that's the thing. Where does it end? You give it to a hot dog. You got to give it to a gyro. You got to go whatever.
What about a hot pocket? Not a sandwich. It's a pocket.
Who knows? It doesn't end.
So I don't know. Where does everybody come down? Is a hot dog a sandwich?
No. I'm drawing the line at no.
No.
I think by, again, the strict letter of the law, I would have to say yes, just by the definition. But I personally would not call it a sandwich.
Maybe that's
I'm
why
defying
they were,
that law.
Maybe that's why he threw the hot dog at him, because the officers, sir, no, yeah, it's not a sandwich.
What do you mean? I'm a sandwich chef, sir. You're a hot dog. What do you call it? This is a sandwich.
It's a knuckle sandwich.
That's right. All right. Well, that's all I had. So anything else?
Nope. I don't think so.
Leave it to Florida Man.
Leave it to Florida Man.
Yes.
All right.
They never cease to amaze.
That is true. They're always good for something. Some entertainment anyway. All right. Well, thank you guys for tuning in, listening to our little show. If you would, leave us a comment. Give us a 5-star rating. Hit the share button. Put it out there. Help get the podcast out there. We appreciate the fans we have out there, the people that are doing that for us. We do appreciate that as well. Thank you so much for tuning in. Relax. Laugh a little bit. Don't take things too serious. Life is way too short. And we hope you are tuning in 7 days. And until then, see ya.
Later. Peace.
Well, that wraps up another episode. Thanks for listening. Please be sure to subscribe. And you can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.